Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I want to invite you to turn with me this morning to Mark chapter 9, and I want to read from verse 2 to verse 10. It says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he knew not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean." Our Lord brought Peter, James, and John up into a high mountain. And he was transfigured before them. And he started talking with 2 men who appeared from glory, appeared from heaven. And when Peter saw it, he said, "Let's build 3 tabernacles to honor all 3 of you." And as soon as Peter said that, God the Father said out loud from heaven, "No, this is my beloved Son. Hear him." And all of a sudden, everything was gone. And all they could see was the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Christ alone. And he told them, "Don't say anything to anybody until after I have risen from the dead." Now, let me tell you what God did for these 3 men, Peter, James, and John. He revealed to them his glory. We're about to see in Luke's account where it says, "They saw his glory." Oh, may God take us up to his high mountain this morning and show us his glory. May he reveal himself to us. May we see him as he is, as he truly is. If he chooses to do this for us, we're a blessed people. You know that? Because if a sinner is going to see Christ as he is, he has to be chosen to see him. In verse 2, Mark 9, verse 2, it says, "After 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves." They were chosen by God Almighty individually to see this. And in verse 5, Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And it is. What mercy it is to see Christ as He is. It's salvation. It is salvation. It is life. Having the truth revealed to a sinner is eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's what God the Father was saying right here. Now this morning, I want us to see the glory of His person. And I want us to see the glory of His work. And I want us to see the glory of His Word. His person, His work, and His Word. But before we do, we're going to start right here. Put a marker, if you're turning with me, if you have your Bible, put a marker here in Mark chapter 9. And turn with me over to Luke chapter 9. And then put a marker right there. We're going to go back and forth a little bit. Luke chapter 9, verse 28 says, And it came to pass, about in 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. This is the same account. And it says in verse 29, As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. Heavy with sleep. Can you imagine that? Sleeping through this? God chose them to lead them up into His mountain and reveal His glory to them, but they were asleep. That is where God finds every child of His. Sleeping the sleep of death. That's the truth. That's where every child of God is found, in the sleep of death. They were totally unconscious to the things of God. That's where every soul in the flesh begins, totally unconscious to the things of God, dead to God, dead to the glory of His person and the glory of His work and the glory of His Word. Absolutely dead. That is every single man and woman on this earth. Yes, that's me, including me. And yes, that's you. No exceptions. Man is alive to religion. He is alive to the worship of his own self. He's alive to sin. But he's dead to God. And he'll remain in that sleep of death until God wakes him up. And when God wakes him up, he'll say, Oh, it's good to be here. Right here in Luke 9, verse 32 says, But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory. That's what I want us to see this morning. I want us to see his glory. Let's start with the glory of His person. Right here in Luke 9, verse 28 says, "It came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, He took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as He prayed, the fashion of His countenance was altered, and His raiment was white and glistering." Now, if you'll look with me back in our text, back in Mark chapter 9, verse 3 says, "And His raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them." Whiter than any white on this earth. Now, if you'll look with me at Matthew 17, this is Matthew's account. And it says in Matthew 17, verse 1, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and His face did shine as the sun, and His raiment was white as the light." Do you know what He's showing us? He's showing us His perfection. He's showing us His holiness, the glory of His purity, the glory of His majesty, the glory of His power. It says His face did shine as the sun. The glory of the sun, the S-U-N, is a fearful thing. It's a beautiful and glorious and majestic thing, but it's a fearful thing. You cannot look straight into the face of the sun. If the sun started coming closer and closer to this earth, every soul on this earth would fear for his life. And when a sinner finally sees the glory of the person of the Son, the S-O-N, it's a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing. A man named Saul of Tarsus saw the face of Jesus Christ. And the glory of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ knocked him off of his horse, and it blinded him. And he, in fear and in trembling, cried, "Who art Thou, Lord? And what would You have me to do?" That's what a sinner will cry if he ever sees the glory of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he'll cry. Let me show you something over in Exodus 33. This is amazing. It's wonderful. Exodus 33, if you'll look with me at verse 8, it says, "And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord God, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ talked with Moses." He talked with Moses, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. face to face. Now look with me at Exodus chapter 34, verse 29 says, "And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face." The glory of his face was so fearful, he had to put a veil over it. That's what Christ did when he came here. He veiled the glory of his person. Verse 34 says, "But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off." That's what Christ did on the Mount of Transfiguration. He took the veil off. It goes on to say, "Until he came out, and he came out and spake unto the children of Israel, that which he was commanded, and the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again, until he went in to speak with him." If a sinner ever sees the glory of the person of Christ, this is the conclusion he will come to. He's holy. He is holy. He is so glorious. He is so pure. He is just. And he's right. Now let's look at the glory of his work. Go back with me, if you would, to our text, which is Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 4 says, "And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus." Now here our Lord stands in all his glory, having a conversation with Moses and Elijah. The actual Moses and the actual Elijah. They are still alive. Here's a little side note to this message. Those men are still alive. By this point, right here in the scripture, Moses had been alive for about 2,000 years. And what we're reading here happened 2,000 years ago. So after 4,000 years, he's still alive. He still goes by the name Moses. And they knew exactly who he was. And the same thing goes for Elijah. Now, why was our Lord standing there having a conversation with Moses and Elijah? Here's why. Moses in the scripture has always represented the law. God gave Moses the law. Moses gave it to the people. We just read that. Elijah was God's prophet who was singled out, and he was honored more than any other prophet in that God sent a chariot of fire to pick him up and carry him straight up into heaven. Here Christ stands speaking with, communing with the law and the prophets. That's what God calls this word. This word that we're holding in our hands. The law and the prophets. What were they talking about? Well, if you'll look with me back in Luke 9, verse 30 says, "And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem." What is this entire book about? What is this entire book about? The answer is Jesus Christ crucified. What is the law talking about? Is it talking about straightening up and flying right? Is that what the law's all about? No. It's about Jesus Christ crucified. The law was never given to save a soul. The law was given to expose sin. This word says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What were the prophets prophesying of? All those deep prophecies. What was it all about? It was all about the Christ that would come and accomplish death for His people on a cross just outside of Jerusalem. This glorious, majestic God came down to this earth and veiled His glory in the likeness of sinful flesh, and He accomplished a death that set every sinner He chose to save free. Free. Set them free. Seeing the decease that He accomplished, seeing the death that He accomplished, is the most glorious thing a sinner could ever see. The glory in it is this. It was my death. It was my death. And He died that death for me. If I'm in Christ and if you're in Christ, it was your death. It was our death He suffered for us. Luke 9, verse 32 says, "But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias." Not knowing what he said. Our text says he didn't know what to say because they were so afraid. They were so afraid. Verse 34 says, "While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him." Hear him. Now, here is the glory of his word. We see the glory of his person, don't we? We see the glory of his work, don't we? Here's the glory of his word. Over in 2 Peter chapter 1, this is Peter talking about this very event. 2 Peter 1, verse 15, he said, "Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty." We saw Him transformed. We saw His glory. Verse 17, he said, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. He's saying, we saw this happen. We heard the voice of God the Father. But look what he says in verse 19. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. More sure than seeing it with our own two eyes and hearing it with our own two ears is the word that God has written. He said, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. What he's saying is, hear him. Hear him alone. They said, let's build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, one for Christ. God the Father said, don't you do it. Salvation is Christ alone. Don't worship Christ and worship the law. Don't hear Christ and hear the law. The law says do. Christ said done. Which one are we going to listen to? Here is the glory of His Word. Christ said, it is finished. God the Father said, you listen to that right there. Don't add anything to who He is. Don't add anything to what He has done. Don't add anything to what He has said. Christ satisfied the law, and Christ fulfilled the prophets. And all the glory goes to Him. I mean all the glory. It all goes to the person. It all goes to the work. And it all goes to the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. If a sinner ever sees His glory, I mean His glory, that sinner will say with Peter, Master, it is good for us to be here. Oh, it's so good for us to be here. So good for us to come to this place where we see His glory and we bow to it. He makes us bow to it. He gives us a heart of faith to believe it and a knee that bows to it. So good. So good when God makes a sinner say, I have seen the glory of God, and I have seen it in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God reveal His glory to us, to you and to me. May He do it this morning. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless this His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.